of media objectivity. The myth of objectivity that surrounds the leading news media in the United States is one of the more powerful fictitious in our society, most powerful fiction in our society. USA, Babylon, where we got out. Remember, we have a guest, very powerful government official who likes us coming any time to have things ready for their reception. I'm carrying on with my work, and I had quite a night of physical situations, but I'm here and will be here to protect your interest. The leading organs of the media have paid a great deal of attention over the years to weaving their veil of objectivity. It is nearly as pervasive, covering that is, a theme as the neutrality of the government itself. And for the ruling class, capitalist ruling class, it is nearly as important. Like every ruling class, ours understands USA. I keep saying ours, but we are not USA any longer. As I started to say, like every ruling class, US also understands the necessity of ideological control over the organs of information and persuasion that mold the political opinions of the masses to keep them in despair, apathy, and robot in their mentality. It should come as no surprise, then, that many of the most respectable pillars of the commercial media enjoyed and still maintain a close relationship with the CIA. That's why I want you to understand this, because of the CIA being involved in not only this man that stepped forward, big businessman, couldn't take any more, liked the appeal I gave him, and the press. The Chronicle was so involved with the conspiracy that Katie Butler, a fine reporter, was told that she did not dare go or print a word that was said, or she would lose her job. That's how much censorship has come to the United States. Only fascists, the last stage of monopoly capitalism, behave in that fashion, where they won't even let the press print any of the truth. What may surprise some is that such formal arrangements between the two institutions were deemed necessary. But with the exposure of those formal relations and the claim that they have been severed, let's not take our eyes off the informal relations that still exist. CBS and the CIA do not need a written agreement to ensure network coverage of the news in the manner that serves the U.S. white ruling capitalist interest. The profound unity of interest that exists between the owners of the news media, by that I mean television, radio, newspapers, that's what media means, and the dangers, the managers rather, of government need not be written out explicit. No need for it. It's understood. That unity of interest was no more apparent than when the New York Times suppressed publication of an article describing the impending Bay of Pigs some years ago. an invasion of the cruelest sort, entering the sovereign territory of the beautiful Cuban socialist nation. And they justified it on the grounds that it would endanger national security. The fact was, the New York Times is supposed to be the most liberal paper in USA, but they kept the people from knowing that their sons and daughters' lives were being risked in the Bay of Pigs. How many other articles dangerous to their security have been suppressed? And how many other advantages to it have been fabricated? With every horror report, yes, every horror report from a Cambodian refugee, every Angolan patrols tell. Stand by for just a moment. I have to answer a question. The most horrendous reports from a Cambodian refugee seeking to get away from the communist revolution that was betrayed by the nationalist elements of the Khmer Rouge. Every Angolan patriot's tall tale of anti-communist resistance. We should put these questions before the people. But the more sophisticated defenders of the liberal press will protest, stating that the very exposure of the press, by the press, proves that they suppress nothing. And yet, they can only print what the government and the military-industrial complex wants printed. The news media, newspapers, radio, television, itself reported on the relationship with the CIA and what about Watergate and the Pentagon Papers? And what about what's happening to us this very minute? And what's happening with Huey Newton? How the CIA and their dirty tricks have never changed. In fact, the papers are full of CIA fascist mentality and fascist attitudes and bias in the news. Let's examine, if you will, let's examine these arguments, which on the surface may seem convincing. First, let us distinguish between types of exposure. The type that appears most frequently, while often sensational, is as limited as possible. Now you better listen closely, because I may call an exam before Friday, and there's been a terrible drop-off, except those that did excellent, and some of them are not doing your job. You should keep up with the news whether you take a test or not. Don't take advantage of the situation. You must be informed. All the plan I've worked out for certain people, also for certain people that have high productive skills. Supervisors can let me know of the things they do productively, like making a chair or a bucket, and that lovely lampshade last night made by Bruce. And all those things that we saw, I don't know who made those beautiful Mickey Mouse dolls, but our children will not want for toys. All right, now we continue with the news because it's important that you understand. Let's examine again these arguments, which on the surface the capitalists try to make convincing. First, let us distinguish between types of exposure. The type that appears most frequently, while often sensational, is as limited as possible, except for those who represent a threat by having a following like Jim Jones. They are limited to an individual, a particular exceptional case or situation. In exposing Burt Lance, for instance, the public remained largely ignorant of the web of power relations that allowed his indiscretions. However, that was not what concerned the U.S. press. He was just having unlimited power, and some other capitalists cut him down as they did so that they could get the same unlimited power. Likewise, the exposures around Watergate focused, as you know, mainly on the personality of its chief characters. I've been up all night. I had a very severe attack. It's a miracle that I survived. I must say to take closest precautions of my foods. I don't think it was food, but I would prefer that when Joyce is doing it or whoever, that nobody gets around my food. This has been one hell of a night of vomitus, and it may have been a heart attack, but my will brought me through. The medical person attending me thought it was a very severe heart attack. But I'm on the ball and continue to be on the ball. And all you who wish me dead, don't like me, I'll outlive you. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, as I'm saying, the exposures around Watergate focus mainly on the personality of his chief characters, Richard Nixon and his aides. As long as exposure is limited to individuals and not systematic corruption, the individuals are easily replaced. The system won't expose itself. What is really astonishing about the fascist system in USA, that's the last stance of capitalism before it goes into concentration camps and extermination of socialist, minority, black, East Asian, East Indian, Chinese, Asiatics, in other words, people of color, and socialist. That the astonishing thing about the Watergate scandal is how little we truly know about it. From the original break-in at Democratic Party headquarters to the pardon of Nixon, much of the affair remained shrouded in mystery and would never have been brought out in the first place if socialist nations of the Warsaw Pact, pro-Soviet, had not revealed the corruption. They would have covered it. They did not want an exposure. Even when the press conducts a comprehensive exposure, like publication of the Pentagon Papers, it is in keeping with the time-tested policy of giving a little to save a lot. And such an exposure was possible only when a section of the ruling class itself opposed the war for its own reasons, that they were not making enough money from Southeast Asia, and needed a turn to Africa. And by the way, we know the price of Dr. Daniel Ellsberg giving those Pentagon Papers, the arrest and what he faces now. He's a great Pentagon expert that is facing a 15-year jail term presently, and said tearfully, "This great land, USA, will look nothing more than a wasteland and a desert. Every form of life will die in USA. He suggested people would have to come this way and other places. He said civilization would rebuild, but not in USA. He'd given up, and he's an infernal optimist, so that ought to tell us something. Even when the press conducts a comprehensive exposure, like I said, the publication of the Pentagon Papers, it is keeping with a time-tested policy of giving a little to save a lot. I repeat that because I want you to get it. And such an exposure was possible only when a section of the fascist ruling class of capitalism that is destroying USA itself opposed the war for its own reasons, that the big military-industrial complex personnel and alliances did not have any more profit to be gained from Vietnam. The task of progressives is to take every limited exposure that the press provides and make it truly comprehensive. While it may expose an individual or even a policy, the press will never expose the system. They never revealed that the CIA are experimenting on welfare mothers and babies who are black and Indian, and experiment on them when their institutions in every state, and it's now even upheld by federal Congress, a statute that has not even been appealed to the Supreme Court. So you must recognize how the system works. The task of progressives is that to take every limited exposure that the press provides and make it truly comprehensive. While it may expose an individual or even a policy, the press will never expose the system. Again, I have written down notes and I'm giving you things I want you to remember and test for yourself. We have such an infernal lack of political knowledge here. Like the mother, who I love, Mrs. Baldwin, worrying about her children. I'm telling you, your children will apply to come here or wherever we are, and I have told you I will bring them all. It would be no problem at all when we get our people here. If we went to the Soviet Union, it'd be less of a problem. We wouldn't have to watch people who are not socialistically inclined or sensitively inclined. Of course I'm not going to forget your loved ones, but I do think it's high times that you regard other members of this community as your loved ones also, and regard that your dad and your mother has more love for you than any relative ever had, and a lot of our other close staff and administrators. You've got to recognize that relatives used you most of your life. You just didn't have the knowledge to see it. So, as former CIA agent Philip Agee, who, by the way, is being subpoenaed on some kind of a charge, states in closing his book, Linked Exposé of the CIA, the question is to pass defense of its system of exploitation. In particular, the incident should underscore the constant danger of USA's fascist imperialist aggression. In the standby, another question. Told the dirty work that was being done, that has turned them to socialism for the most part, because they have all said to the last woman and man that the CIA does more torture, more horrible things than the human mind could really comprehend. The key question for us is to pass beyond the facts of the CIA's operation to the reasons they were established, which will inexorably lead to political questions. Preservation of the property relations, yes, always. USA puts property above human rights and other institutions on which the rest of the interest of the wealthy, bloodthirsty vultures of the ruling class of monopoly capitalism have been draining all of our brothers and sisters in the third world nations, and in particular the great continent of Africa. I can understand no one here that would not want to produce to their very best ability so that we can send our youth to the land of our origins. I don't understand that at all. You've been brainwashed. What in the hell did you leave in the United States? Nothing but your goddamn chains. You know where your future was going. If you have any brains, too many white people have said it. but on the radio and TV, genocide. They printed it, ethnic weapons. Do you forget so easily? Dr. Richard Hammershaw said that no one in the entire country thanked him except Jim Jones and his followers. No one give a damn. Not the Uncle Toms and Aunt Janes that some of you still think care. Nobody give a goddamn. But he gave documentary proof and now can't get a job. In fact, took a job in Scandinavia, in Sweden's social democracy, because there was no way he could live, and he was an unsafe man wanted for revealing that he was doing actual food chemical studies, where a piece of meat served in a black neighborhood or a piece of candy would wipe out that black neighborhood or would wipe out the Indian neighborhood. And that was years ago. They've got a better one now. It's called the nigger bomb. They jokingly call it their nigger bomb. It doesn't kill any of their property. It doesn't destroy a piece of paper or a pen. But everybody can be murdered in the ghettos they have built for us. Then they can come in and take the property. That's what you ought to realize. Yes, everything is being done for the wealthy and privileged minority. This, not the CIA, is a critical issue. We need to recognize that the media, the newspapers, are enemies of the people because they represent the ruling class. Stand by for just a moment. BBC. Smoking, people over 65. What's happening to them? If they've been smoking for 25 years, they are surely to die with cancer, according to BBC studies. The whole British Commonwealth is trying to reduce the use and dependency upon tobacco. Radio Australia. Wide area of India is flooding. Delhi and New Delhi and the Ganges and tributaries expected to rise. Suburbs flooded. Over 500,000 look that they will die. Another 500,000 is being evacuated. No way to tally the deaths. Thousands and thousands are dying. West Bengal villages, every house, all their furniture, everything, their babies, swept away in the floods. Then some of you, attention, then some of you have the audacity to think that USA is a great nation when the only people that are helping the Indians with this terrible loss is USSR, the Soviet Union. Also, you that hold on to your goddamn religious god shit, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why is it that those lovely people of color have to drown every year? What kind of excuse can you give? Are they worse than we? Are we more deserving than they are? I think not. Only socialism brings order. And I'm the only person that has a paranormal faculty that helps us get through. That means certainly I do not like God. If he existed, he is not a discriminator. He's worse than that. He's a criminal sadist. Summit at Camp David retreat. Talks may last up to 10 days. USSR, Soviet Union, spiritual motherland, the avant-garde, as the Russians would say, accuses USA of using the talks to establish an extensive military power base to get rid of the unemployed soldiers that they're having to take out of Japan and the ones that were dislocated from Vietnam. BBC even is suspicious about U.S. intentions in the Near East. and do not feel that the U.S. soldier is going to be willing to fight, even if it is a brown skin. They're sure that they cannot send their troops into Zaire, according to BBC, because there are too many black people in these armor, the arms, related fields, the Navy, Marines, and Naval units, that they are not going to be able to get them to fight an African war. So they're going to try to set up the new Vietnam in the Near East so that they can find an excuse to rob some of the oil that belongs to those poor people that USA capitalism has exploited for hundreds of years, or her European lackeys before her. The Soviet Union accuses USA of using the talks to establish a base, as I said, from which they can take over the Near East. The Soviet Union assures the rest of the world that that will not be allowed to happen. Indicated intentions of Callaghan, the British Prime Minister, are that the racist regime headed by Margaret Thatcher, that calls herself a Tory or a conservative, will now win the next election, particularly due to the fact that the Liberal Party's head was conveniently framed and charged with crimes against children, homosexual crimes, and they know that the Liberal Party will move over to support the conservatives, thus meaning that Margaret Thatcher, who said she would kick out to the sea and send back all people of color to wherever they came from. When asked, some people have been here for 200 years, where would they go? She said, that's their problem, because the white English culture just does not know how or want to know how to deal with black and Indian cultures. Bangkok, visited by the Thailand's Prime Minister, talks aimed at strengthening friendship. Japanese Fishing Association, Solomon Islands, will pay the Solomons for fish. They've decided what is to be caught and where it will go, because USA has been infringing on their fishing rights, and Japan still has some determined independence. Easy identification for cargo left in the area has been announced by U.S. Customs, that they're going to be looking into every ship because of fear of the weathermen and other radical elements coming into the United States, and they expect them any time because they've received numerous instances of such an attack. Two members of the Red Brigade got, you know, as far as Boston, but they were apprehended by someone questioning their papers. Departments of Works will make detection much easier in reference to the shipments of arms. USA is also concerned that there are elements pro-Soviet, Third World Liberation Mine, that are smuggling guns in so that the citizens will be able to fight. I'm sure you'd like to do that, but they don't have a snowball's chance in hell. A rifle or a machine gun is no match for a neutron bomb. 40 men are killed, 10 civilians in Indonesia, by the dictator that our CIA put in, Suharto, a dread, merciless dictator who has murdered 2 million people with our tax dollars, which ought to cause us agonizing guilt. And that upsets me every time I think of it. We ought to be out producing with all of our might and show how we care. Every day it's something like this. They were tortured first and then murdered by Suharto, who was put into power when the CIA removed their first prime minister, the first to lead them in independence. NBC has come out with a fiery commentary that firemen and police are not to be allowed to go to jail, to strike, and they should go to jail just like everyone else, because there are too many firemen and police striking across the nation. Maybe the police will realize for once, as they are pushed by the gun, like the gun slingers, the gun thugs against Harlan County. And be sure you ask to see that. The test will definitely include Harlan County, because some of you people got race poison in your brain. And we are not concerned about race. We're concerned about working class solidarity. Do you hear me? And no one could deny, after seeing Harlan County, that it's not a black-white thing. It's the working class against the ruling capitalist class. Jimmy Carter going all out at Camp David. BBC said if he does...